Southern Baseball Hall of Fame. But let's talk a little Longhorn sports. Let's talk a little Longhorn football right now. The news that broke, a couple pieces of breaking news that happened in hour number one. We talked a lot of Gary Patterson on the show yesterday, so we won't belabor that point. But Gary Patterson is in the Texas staff directory right now. He's been, let me mention this, he's been with on the 40 in the football offices for about the last week in his role as special assistant to the head coach, to Steve Sarkisian. So Gary Patterson's been in the football offices. It's just as official as it can be now that he's actually in the staff directory. Isaiah Nayer, the wide receiver transfer from Wyoming, originally out of Arlington Lamar, committed to Tennessee after hitting the portal. He is now headed to Texas. The Tennessee student directory showed that today he left school, or I guess withdrew and didn't complete the process or whatever. Whatever the case that was, he's now headed to Texas. I cannot state enough how big of an add this is for Texas. We talked a lot about receiver all through last offseason, last season. We've talked about it on this show ad nauseum, just the need to have another playmaker to go with Xavier Worthy. I'm really intrigued. Aaron Hogan brought this up because Hogan hung out with us for a minute or two in the first hour. I'm really intrigued by Brennan Marion. We know Brennan Marion can recruit, and he's everything I've heard about Brennan Marion. He's great with relation in terms of developing relationships, development, eye for talent, a position, one of the better young receivers coaches in the country. And I think getting Isaiah Nayer, prying him away from Tennessee, proves that part of it. But what I'm really intrigued for with this Texas team here in 2022 and adding Brennan Marion to the staff is what he can help Steve Sarkisian do with this offense. And if you look at, I won't go into the whole detail, number one, because I don't have it in front of me. Number two, I don't want to steal Rod Babers' thunder talking about Brennan Marion's go-go offense. But if you look at what he did during his time at Howard and Hawaii, what the go-go essentially was, it's utilizing two tailback personnel with like some old school just veer triple option concepts. And you can basically, what Brennan Marion has said is, you can basically run any play ever in football with this go-go offense. And it's about utilizing two tailbacks. And if you look at Steve Sarkisian's time as an offensive coordinator, Sark has had workhorse backs throughout his career as a play caller, as an offensive coordinator, and a head coach. Go back to his time initially at USC. He was on the staff with, obviously, Lindell White was there, Reggie Bush was there. And then he goes to Washington, Bishop Sankey, Chris Polk, USC, Buck Allen was a thousand yard back. Then he goes to Alabama. He's got Najee Harris as his workhorse back. So Sark has a pretty extensive history with 1,000-yard backs and having a workhorse back. And he had that with Bijan Robinson this past season. But what he doesn't have a ton of experience doing is a lot of extensive stuff with two tailbacks. He's admitted he dabbled in it a little bit at Washington with Chris Polk and Bishop Sankey. Didn't really need to do it at Alabama because you had so many weapons on that offense. And you had Najee Harris, who was, again, your workhorse. So you didn't really need to do a whole lot of two tailback stuff. He did it a little bit with the Falcons. Keep in mind, when he went to the Falcons, he took over for Kyle Shanahan. And we know Kyle Shanahan loves 21 personnel, two running backs, one tight end. And Shanahan does it a little differently because he is one of the few coaches in the league that uses a fullback extensively. Snoop, can you think of a better fullback in pro football right now than Kyle Juszczyk? Even though he probably does, he ain't Daryl Johnston, he ain't Lorenzo Neal. He's a very different fullback, but he's a fullback. I just want to give Moose some love anytime I can. That being the diehard Cowboys fan that I am,
Yusef, I would, when I play DraftKings, I would roster him as
you,
a fullback.
You get Juszczyk.
Yep.
So Kyle Shanahan does a little differently, but Sark, not wanting to reinvent the wheel when he got to Atlanta, did some two tailback stuff with Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. And kind of as his tenure in Atlanta went on, they kind of got away from him. But doesn't have an extensive background using two tailbacks. Brennan Marion does. And when you look at the versatility Texas has at running back, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Xavier Worthy included, Bijan Robinson probably has the best hands on the team. Out of any skill position player at Texas right now, Bijan Robinson probably has the best hands. You can use him in so many different ways and really, truly weaponize him. And we know Roschon Johnson is good enough to be a starter at a lot of other places, and probably it wouldn't kill you if he had a bigger role in this offense. Then you've got the need to get Keelan Robinson on the field. I just don't think Keelan Robinson has that kind of skill set like we've seen with some guys at Texas, like a DeJay Johnson or a Marquise Goodwin, where you can serve multiple roles. Keelan Robinson, probably more of a DJ Monroe type guy, where you want stuff for him where it is one cut and go. He's a straight line guy. Get the ball in his hands as seamlessly as possible and just let him go to work. That, to me, is more Keelan Robinson's role. But if Brennan Marion can infuse some of these go-go principles in Sark's offense, you can have two tailbacks on the field. Like I said last hour, you can have three tailbacks on the field. That's why getting Isaiah Neyor is so critical. Sark's not going to have a deep wide receiver rotation anyway, but now with Xavier Worthy, with Isaiah Neyor, and if you've got a healthy Jordan Whittington, well, you better step your game up if you want to crack this receiver rotation. And I said this last spring about some of these guys, but it really is now or never probably for Marcus Washington and Kelvonte Dixon. Man, even some of those younger guys in the program, like Troy O'Meary, it might be now or never for Troy O'Meary. Or a young cat like a Jaden Alexis or a Casey Kane. Because you got Brennan Thompson coming in here who fits the type of vertical game-breaking ability that Steve Sarkisian wants in a wide receiver. You got him coming in this summer. There's not going to be a lot of room. If you're 7 or 8 on the depth chart, not going to be a lot of playing time for you, as we saw last year. So I really like this move with Texas adding a receiver, and if Brennan Marion can infuse those go-go principles into this offense and get Sark to really utilize more two tailback personnel, it could really expand and open things up for Texas and make them infinitely harder to defend. I want to focus on the other side of the ball real quick. You know what? I think at this point we'll just save this for tomorrow because I really want to get into this. Alfred Collins did an interview with the Austin American Statesman and talked about the need to improve. And I pulled up some Texas defensive line numbers. Let's use this as kind of a tease for tomorrow because it is a Friday show. We've got our interview with Vic Schaefer. We'll have Mike Roach on to kind of recap the week and look ahead at Junior Day. We'll get into Isaiah Neyor. We'll get into transfers. We'll also, again, talk about the Junior Day coming up with a really talented class of 2023 class that Sark and company are going to get in front of them this weekend. But, you know, I saw the Alfred Collins interview. I read through it, made some notes, and I pulled up some defensive line numbers. And, Snoop, you remember how one of my notebooks earlier this week I was talking about how the Football Outsiders offensive line metrics for the Texas offensive line, it mirrored the Cowboys, and that if you just look at the numbers, like if you didn't watch them all year and you just look at the metrics, you'd say, wow, they were a really good offensive line. I mean, Texas top 20 in multiple offensive line metrics according to Football Outsiders. I think Pro Football Focus graded the Cowboys offensive line in the regular season as the number one offensive line in the NFL. But if you watch the eye test, very different, especially when they went up against elite defensive lines, the top-tier defensive lines on the schedule, they really struggled. Well, this is a case where we're talking about the Texas defensive line. The Football Outsiders metrics, they jibe with the eye test that the Texas defense, the defensive line specifically, was terrible in 2021. So we'll look at that tomorrow, again, because I really want to get into it. So there's your tease for tomorrow. We'll be talking Alfred Collins and the Texas defensive line in the second Longhorn Notebook tomorrow after we talk all things recruiting with Mike Roach in hour number one. We'll take a break, come back, close out this edition of Light the Tower on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.